This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands are still trying to flee Sudan amid Saudi and U.S. brokered peace talks in Jeddah. Michael Ateet reports from Port Sudan.
A truce between the two sides remains officially in place, but eyewitnesses in Khartoum told VOA they heard renewed gunfire and an airstrike in the city Monday in and around the downtown area. Sudanese citizens are watching the talks in Jeddah with a mix of hope and skepticism. An Arab Foreign Ministers Summit held on Sunday in Cairo called for a complete ceasefire in Sudan. The meeting also formed a committee composed of Egypt and the Arab League to find a way to halt the fighting. Michael Ateet for VOA News, Port Sudan.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's A government is expelling a Chinese diplomat whom Canada's spy agency alleged was involved in a plot to intimidate an opposition lawmaker and his relatives in Hong Kong. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says Canada has declared Toronto-based diplomat Zhao Wei persona non grata. Calls for Zhao to be expelled began last week after a report in the Globe and Mail that CSIS had information in 2021 that the Chinese government was looking at ways to intimidate conservative lawmaker Michael Chong and his relatives in Hong Kong. Federal government has confirmed that report. Chong has been critical of Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. The White House and Congress could strike a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling in exchange for budget cuts. There are a wide range of options that they could be talking about. There's no easy endgame ahead of a June 1st deadline. There are scheduled talks on Tuesday. This is VOA News. In Nigeria, the war between Islamist militants and the government is contributing to more food shortages. Timothy Obiezu reports for VOA.
More than 700,000 kids in Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe states suffer from severe acute malnutrition, according to the United Nations. The UN says the situation could get worse between June and September, the so-called hunger gap period, when food stocks from the previous harvest traditionally run out. Last year's bumper harvest was disrupted by Nigeria's worst flooding in a decade.
That is Michael Obiezu reporting for VOA. Palestinian officials say Israel killed three senior Islamic Jihad commanders in Gaza Strip as the Israeli military confirmed it was carrying out an operation against the group before dawn Tuesday. Medics said at least six Palestinians were killed in the airstrikes, three of whom were civilians, several more were wounded. The Israeli military said it targeted three senior commanders of the Islamic Jihad, the second most powerful armed group in the Hamas-ruled blockaded coastal enclave. Two Islamic Jihad sources confirmed the deaths. Powerful explosions rocked Gaza, and a video circulating on social media, which Reuters could not immediately verify, showed smoke billowing and flames lighting up the night sky. Donald Trump's absence from a trial where writer E. Jean Carroll accuses him of rape and defamation shows that he did it. That's according to a lawyer for Carroll on Monday. Well, Trump's lawyers told jurors the case was outrageous. Details from Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Lawyer Mike Ferrero told jurors, quote, "He never looked you in the eye and denied raping Miss Carroll," adding, quote, "You should draw the conclusion that that's because he did it." 79-year-old Carroll sued 76-year-old Trump, alleging he raped her in a Manhattan department store in 1995 or 1996, and then defamed her by denying it happened in an October 2022 post on Trump's Truth Social platform. In that post, he called her claims a complete con job and a hoax and a lie. Trump waived his right to testify at trial and opted not to present a defense, gambling that jurors will find that Carroll failed to make a persuasive case.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling for a fair deal for Hollywood striking writers. He hosted a White House screening Monday of the upcoming streaming series American Born Chinese to mark Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.